So there's a huge contrast between the bracha of Alma Tulis Adayim and the bracha of Ashi Yatza. Alma Tulis Adayim is a bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha of having washed our hands in the morning. But here, the bracha of Ashi Yatza is the first Birchas HaHidah. It's a bracha of thanksgiving. And really the bracha of Ashi Yatza first thing in the morning talks about the revival of our physical energy. Rav Monk explains that later on in Psikid Zimra, we're going to acknowledge and praise the activity of the free creative being, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in an unlimited fashion, the workings of nature and how it's revealed in the majestic harmony of the star-studded sky. But the first thing is, we bless Hashem, we praise Him, we thank Him for the blissful feeling of bodily well-being. A Yid, Jew, recognizes the Chachma of his Creator, not with the sophistication of the scientist, who scans a stupendous display of nature with a cold, detached objectivity. Not at all. Rather, we're actually brought to sincere and humble admiration by the operations of the human body, of respiration, digestion, metabolism, and excretion. You look at that and you see a miracle of divine wisdom performed every day within ourselves. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the regular and undisturbed operation of these functions. It's interesting, although we normally say it throughout the day, as mentioned, after performing our bodily functions, we still say it at the beginning of the morning. Why? Because this is a way of expressing our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our physical health. But it also does something else. By serving as the bracha after we go into the bathroom, it has the effect, and this is so, it's just so Jewish, of bringing even the grossest physical act within the orbit of religion. There are those that say that the details of all of Hilchos Shechita, right, what does it do? It takes the Sheikhet's mind away from the crude act of slaughtering and brings it towards a conscious fulfillment of religious duty. And it's the same thing here too. The physical act of excretion, where we get rid of the waste from our body, where it be impossible to exist and stand before you. By making this bracha, we actually take it out of the realm of anything which is vulgar and repulsive. And this is the idea of elevating everything in the physical world. By doing this, by making an Asher Yatzah and saying it meaningfully, we elevate all of our organs. The very lowest, which serve purely physical ends, as well as the noblest, more highly developed ones, they become moral and ethical agents. There's a Midrash Tanchuma in Parashat Shemini which says, Ashreichem Yisrael, every organ of our body has the function of fulfilling a mitzvah. And therefore we bless Hashem, who with wisdom creates us and folds a multitudinous apertures and cavities within us. Chalilim chalilim, which adds up, says the Torah 248, the number of organs in the human body. We don't say chalalim chalalim, we say chalilim chalilim. We get to 248 because every single part of our body is an expression of not only the Ratzon Hashem, but doing the Ratzon Hashem, and our ability to say thank you for everything. So this is the magic number of 248, which is chalulim chalulim, refers to the entire body and the miracle within it.